Imagine you're back in school. You've enrolled in pottery class. The teacher divides you into two groups. Group A is told, spend the entire time making one perfect vase. Research, get refine, whatever, but just one. It must be flawless. Group two was told, make as many vases as you can. It's about the quantity here. Your grade depends on the total number produced, not the quality. At the end of the semester, who made the better vase? It wasn't the perfectionist. It was the group making vase after vase, day after day. Why? Because progress isn't about planning perfection. Progress is about doing the reps and learning along the way. Perfection doesn't exist, but maths does. If you want to win in any area of life, it's a numbers game. So the pottery experiment is a real study. The quantity group made better vases because they got more feedback. They became immune to failure. They didn't overthink or freeze, and every bad vase was just a stepping stone to another one. Meanwhile, the perfect vase group spent more time in their own heads, didn't they? Planning, adjusting, second guessing, and some didn't even really get to do much with the vase, did they? In the end, there's only just one perfect one. So skill doesn't come from thinking. It comes from trying, failing, refining, and repeating. So volume wins, doesn't it? It's a universal principle. You want to land a high ticket item or client, maybe it takes 100 pitches. You want a successful relationship, maybe you need 50 awkward first dates. You want a one hit product or one hit song, as people have done. Maybe you need to try 20 side hustles before one sticks, or 20 different songs, or 20 different business ideas. Maybe you want one viral post. Maybe it's video number 375 that works. The more you try, the more you learn. The more you learn, the better your instincts become. And the better your instincts become, the greater your odds of hitting the mark. You could use the same example with archers. Imagine two archers. One waits for months, studying wind speeds, angles, arrow heights, visualizing the perfect shot, blah, blah, blah. The other fires 10 arrows every day. Who hits the bullseye first? Who understands the bow better? Who feels the feedback? Action beats analysis every single time. Stephen King, the famous author of Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile, etc., threw his first manuscript in the bin. His wife retrieved it for him. That manuscript was Carrie. But only after dozens of short stories that paid $10 a piece. James Dyson created over 5,000 failed prototypes before inventing the vacuum that made him a billionaire. There's progress in failure. You can't look for perfection. It's a numbers game. And you've got to stay in it long enough for it to pay off. You are buying tickets to the success lottery every time you play. Every time you take action, you're buying a ticket. You reach out to a client. Ticket. You record a new podcast. Ticket. Go on a date. Write a new book. Whatever. Ticket, ticket, ticket. Now imagine someone just buys one ticket their whole life. And someone else who buys 100 tickets a week. Who's more likely to win? It's not about luck, it's about maths. It's a game of exposure, and exposure is volume. Let's be honest, perfectionism is just a fancy form of fear. Oh, I'm going to wait to get it right. I don't want to be judged by other people. I need to prepare more. I don't want to lose. Because they believe that it's going to affect their confidence and they want to get things 100% right. It's not how it works, unfortunately. Would you ever walk into a gym and expect to bench press 200 kilos without ever lifting before? Of course you wouldn't. So why are you expecting to be have a business that turns into a $1 billion enterprise at day one? You don't get strong by reading about push-ups. You get strong by doing them. So applying these numbers then. So yeah, in business, 100 messages sent, 10 replies, 1 conversion. In dating, 20 dates, 19 might be bad, 1 might spark. Write 50 songs, 1 might go viral. Do 30 gigs, public speaking or whatever. First 10 are shaky, the 31st, it's amazing. Consistency beats talent. Volume is better than perfection. And attempts are better than theories. So pick an area of your life right now where you want to win. And ask yourself, how many tries have I actually given it? How many reps have I done? How many tickets have I bought? If the number is low, it's not failure, it's incomplete data, isn't it? So make more calls, launch more projects, film more content, meet more people, try more experiments. You don't need to be perfect, you need to be in the game. And try more, it's quantity, and quantity turns to quality. If you're waiting for the right moment, the right strategy, the right confidence, you might be waiting forever. But if you pay the numbers, you'll find confidence through the courage, quality through the quantity, and breakthroughs through the boredom. So here's the truth. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to show up again and again and again. Because success isn't a straight line. It's a scatter plot chart. The more dots you place, the more likely one connects. So keep placing the dots, keep buying tickets, and keep showing up. Because at the end of the day, it's a numbers game. If you have 100,000 tickets to a lottery, you are infinitely more likely to win than having one ticket. And multiply infinitely, even though after that's not a real number, than if someone doesn't buy a ticket. The people out there who have, you know, got a job they hate and they're expecting to become a millionaire and they haven't even purchased a ticket. You've got to be in it to win it. And the more you're in it, the more chance of winning it.